Hi, it's Chris Watkin here. I'm with Simon Ledbetter, big in the game when it comes to marketing in the estate agency. We work for some of the huge, biggest players in the country. Simon, why do you think there is a lack of women in senior roles in estate and letting agency? Talk to me.
I think that's a great question. I think it's a bigger question than that. I would say there's a lack of women in senior roles generally. I think there's a lack of diversity generally in most industries. I think we have a problem. And I think there's something systematically wrong with the way we have built businesses. There's a great lady called Aviva Wittenberg-Cox. She does a TED talk about gender and how we've built an economic system that discriminates women. As they reach the prime in their career when it could take off, other things tend to biologically happen in their lives and that takes them out of the market. Now, that's a human-created system of business that says that's the way it's going to work. And that just has taken not a minority, 52% of the potential talent pool out of the market at a critical period. So that's a problem. Now, you're right to identify a state agency. I felt like I'd gone back to the 1970s at times in the conversations I've had. It seems to have a particular issue with sexism. I think some of the vitriol that was directed at some of the leaderships I've worked before was based on gender as opposed to capability. There was an unpleasantness to it, I think other failing male leaders probably wouldn't have got. It's generational. We're going to have to make this shift over years. Some of the best estate agents, by a long margin, lettings agents, are women.
I agree.
Women are more in control of the decision in terms of buying a property from all the research I've ever seen over the years. And amazingly, which I think surprises some guys, is women buy houses too. And it's like, it's not 1970 anymore, guys. And an industry that such as ours that doesn't have, let's face it, the best reputation anyway, one thing that we could be doing is encouraging bright women to join our industry, especially in different types of models, and create brilliant businesses, use their natural skills to build great relationships with people, the empathy. But I think we've got ourselves into a bad place. There are lots of people doing great work. My previous employer, we had Aviva come in and do this whole series of lessons with all the leadership team to go, you seem to have some unconscious bias here. You think you're being fair, but then everyone in this room is a white man. Now, don't tell me that there aren't bright women, bright BAME people who could not have been sitting around this room unless there's something going on. But I think the industry really needs to get behind it because I think it will really hold us back over the coming years.
I'd agree with you. Some of my best bosses have been females, and also, it's recognised that females do have a higher EQ rating. What would your advice be? I know obviously you're a male, but what would your advice be to females wanting to break through? Obviously, there has to be some responsibility from themselves to
Of
drive
course,
themselves
of
forward, and
course.
also there has to be responsibility from their bosses to help them grow. But what would your advice be to females watching this who want to go up the greasy pole?
So I'll park my privilege. As you say, I'm a white man. So I'll park that. And I won't give women advice as such, but I will give it as I would give to any
Opinion.
employee.
Give me your opinion.
And I think what I've seen in the very bright, capable women who've come to work with me, and there's many, and like you, I've had lots of amazing female bosses. In fact, my best bosses have been women. Is do what some of the brightest have done, which is surround yourself with really talented other women and the more progressive guys who see you as a talent as opposed to as a woman. But there's a great person who worked for me in Countrywide who, when they left university, I think when they left university, they reached out to the most successful women in business and said, I'm a young woman. How do you get to where you got? Could you help me? And one of them went, I'll take you under my wing. And finding support groups of women who've already done it and people who are in the same boat as you is a great way of getting a support network because you'll come across the same problems and you're not on your own. There are other women going through it and they found solutions. And there are men who absolutely think the way some men have behaved has been despicable and they won't put up with it.
I mean, the ladies, you've got access to LinkedIn. You could basically just search the internet, LinkedIn for estate agents, and send a request. So
The
simple.
world has given us so many tools to make anyone successful these days. There's a great guy called Seth Godin, who's an author I've read for years. He said, how dare you not be remarkable when the world has made it so easy for you to be so? You know, most people will accept a request for help from a young, talented person who asks them for their advice. You know, I have mentored people at my old university. I've got a young crew joining me at the moment, and I'm going to help them be the best person that they can be, regardless if they're with me for a year or 10. And I'd always reach out to people or respond to people if they ask for help.
It's interesting you say that, because the best bosses work for their team, not get the team to work for them.
It's a great philosophy that I learned in consultancy early on. It's called slave leadership, is you lead by serving. And, you know, you don't rise by being the top person who just tells everyone what to do. You allow them to do amazing things. You empower them to do the best things. It's a proper form of leadership as opposed to dictatorship.
And what would your opinion and advice be to senior people in organisations?
Learn. You know, learn more. I mean, I think the revelation that happened to many of the senior leaders in my previous place, where they thought they were model employers, I think some of them in the end were quite surprised when they realised actually that they had been, I say the word guilty, but they hadn't been the best at enabling all talent to come forward. And I think it was that moment of revelation.
Did they change?
Some did. Some wouldn't. But, you know, I think we only need a certain number of them to come across on that debate to make those who don't seem even more weird and out of touch with the way the world has changed. And the world changed 40 years ago.
It's interesting. I've over the next coming months, I mean, I've had lots of females sit on this sofa, but I've actively gone out there and tried to find more to interview. And we've got them being interviewed for the rest of the year and early next. And what I would say to anyone is, if you know of any senior female in the estate agency industry who's got an interesting story to tell, please put them my way, because you know, if we can get the story out there of great people, great females who through adversity have are winning, then it can help others.
Absolutely, absolutely. Model, see how they've done it and model what they've done.
Good stuff. Thank you for your time today, Simon.
Thanks, Chris.